Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 23rd June 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Fellows Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This week's news, Spotify launches Clubhouse rival. Music streaming giant Spotify bought a company back in March. It is behind the company that is behind sports-focused audio app Locker Room that helped fast-track its way into the live audio social game. Just last week, it rolled up a new app that rivals Clubhouse and just about every other app that is any app out there that is also building an audio social platform. And they call this Green Room. But in Spotify's fashion of supporting podcasts, all the live rooms hosted can be converted into podcasts after the fact. Spotify said they took the Locker Room app and essentially just rebranded it outright and redesigned some of the parts to fit their purpose. I had a chance to have a look at the app, and they actually already are a lot of rooms going on. It's from all over the world, and it's filled with people having conversations or just enjoying music playlists. Makes sense on the music playlist side because it is from Spotify after all, and people who use Spotify tend to be more interested in music. So when they have green rooms, they will probably have music enjoying type of rooms as well. So there is this part that captured my attention, which is that the part that says you can convert a conversation, like a session or a room, into a podcast afterwards. It makes sense because Spotify owns and manages Anchor FM, and Spotify is also pushing for a lot of podcasts going around as well. And this is one part that captures my attention because I never saw Clubhouse as a viable platform for my shows because it can't be repurposed into podcasts afterwards. Not that saying that it cannot be recorded and all that, but because the norm is not to have it recorded, so people don't expect any recording to happen. So, when there's no recording happening, you can't repurpose the content. So therefore it's just there and then that's it. But whereas in our business of being in podcasts, we want to be able to keep it archive a session of it for people to listen, disseminate it, distribute it, cut it down into small little pieces and put it on social media and get people to watch and listen as well. So I just joined the app and yeah, it is nice, but there is one problem though, because it is inherently, it is, I guess, an evolution of Locker Room. So a lot of people who use Locker Room are using Green Room now to essentially talk about sports, NFL, NHL, and that is predominantly what's happening. There are also people talking about music and other things as well. But if you look at the difference, right, Clubhouse is focused in very businessy kind of content. And there are, of course, both also have fun content, but Clubhouse focused a lot more on businessy content because there were a lot of startup founders, VCs, and everyone going in there and creating the hype of Clubhouse. Whereas Spotify evolved from a sports-centric audio live format. So therefore people from the sports area tend to be more gravitating more towards Locker Room, Green Room. The way Spotify is moderating this platform where Clubhouse is struggling is by recording all the sessions themselves. They're keeping a recording of it themselves. Yes, there would be no privacy when you're in the Green Room, but we don't even know for sure if Clubhouse isn't recording our content, right? We think they're not, but we don't know for sure that they are or they're not. We only know that Clubhouse cannot moderate its app because it claims it doesn't record our audio for proofing purposes, whereas Spotify has a recording of everything. So if we were to lodge a report, say, for example, then what happens is Spotify can actually track, go back to the recording itself, find proof, and then take action accordingly. So that is something that Spotify is, I guess, better at compared to Clubhouse. And at the end of the day, whether or not you use whichever audio platform, I guess it comes down to not choosing one platform, but depending on where your audience is pre-audio platform. If your audience is on Twitter before this, then Twitter's version works. If you are into gaming, then Discord's version works. And if you're in the corporate line, then maybe, I guess, Slack and all that, their version works. And if you are more into sports and music, Spotify's version works. And if you're a Clubhouse traditionalist or you're a business-centric person, then Clubhouse works better. Speaking of Clubhouse, Clubhouse is building chats. Popular audio social platform Clubhouse was seen accidentally leaking a chat function, which was quickly then removed. Regardless, this is good news for Clubhouse users who want to participate in discussions and contribute to conversations while not holding the mic. A chat function will also allow moderators and speakers to host Q&As, run polls, and a lot of participatory activities. I mean, a lot more than what Clubhouse is capable of doing right now. And it will also allow users to build relationships with each other without leaving the app. Because right now, the only way to build relationships with each other as listeners or people off the floor or even speakers, you need to either go to Twitter or Instagram, which is connected to the profiles. Then you take up a conversation there. But with all these chat functions, you can have a livelier chat in the event itself behind the scenes. And the moderator can check all the chats and maybe answer some questions or bring the questions up to the speakers. So it gives a lot more depth in terms of the content. When asked by the people at TechCrunch, Clubhouse issued a coy statement that said, quote, "These functions sometimes become part of the app, sometimes they don't." So it signals the possibility that a back channel group chat may or may not come to the app. Meanwhile, Spotify's new Clubhouse copycat app, Green Room, has offered its own text chat room that users can access by swiping right in the app, in the room itself. So I guess by doing this, Clubhouse can't choose not to add it anymore, because if everybody's competing in the same platform and someone is giving them more features than others, I guess they can't say they don't want to. They need to do it because that's the status quo now, right? There is a beauty in the simplicity of Clubhouse app. I do like it. It's not trying to be more than what it is. But when competitors start offering various functions that people want, Clubhouse would have to be faced with a dilemma, right? Would they then choose to stand steadfast with their ideology of what an app should be? Or will they start to bend towards users' wills? I guess it comes down to this right now, because they are not the only ones playing the game and they have to react to what the market actually wants based on what the competitors are giving them. Instagram Reels ads comes to all. Instagram is rolling out Reels ads all over the world this week. They will be up to 30 seconds long and in vertical format, similar to Reels and Stories. Just like Reels, these ads will run in a loop and people will be able to like, comment, and save them. Instagram says the ads will appear in most Reels places, including Reels tabs, Reels in Stories, Reels in Explore, and Reels in Instagram feed. It will appear between individual Reels posted by users, which means that it will not appear within the Reels itself. So it's in between two or three Reels, which is good because remember Facebook Watch? They put ads within the videos and that is quite annoying. So that's a bit of a problem. So I actually already have a ton of brilliant ideas to build ads in the format of native Reels in order to feel right at home with all the organic content. So imagine you have an advertisement, right? But you don't run it like a normal ad. You customize the ad to feel and look exactly like any other Reels format. In a sense that you can take all the viral content, because there is so much virality going on every day in Reels and TikTok. You take their concept, music stuff, dancing stuff, and everything like that. You meld it into the Reels format, but you add the content, the advertisement itself into the content, and people feel as if they're just watching any other content rather than it being a very generic global platform type of advertisement instead. So there is a lot of potential to be had with Instagram Reels, Reels advertisement for marketers. But just remember, do not treat it like any other ads. You need to customize it. The more you localize it, the better it performs. Instagram tests fan clubs and NFTs. Right now, Instagram gives us the ability to open our account to the public or keep it private only to those who follow us. It also lets us share stories to everyone or close friends. Fan club provides another layer of content sharing, which is aligned with the company's push to add more creator tools to monetize their own on-platform efforts. Examples would be exclusive content for paying members, right? It also appears that users would not be able to screenshot these exclusive content and share it around, thereby making it exclusive. So I am very quickly envisioning a similar use case as OnlyFans, but where OnlyFans is primarily used for one type of content method. I guess this one can be used for other type as well. It can be like Patreon. Paid locked content, or I think there's another word for it. I can't recall it over my head, but you have to pay money to unlock this content, right? It's not free. So a lot of content creators can be able to directly make money out of this paywall activated content or something like that. So yeah, perhaps I can put some of my premium content in behind a paywall, so you guys will pay. Nah, I don't even have enough listeners to begin with. So not yet, maybe. Another addition, which is the collectibles option that Instagram is testing. It will allow users to bid on digital items in stream. Posts attached to NFTs will have the collectible label on top of the top left corner. There isn't much news on that at the moment. So whatever I'm reading is actually just speculations all around. But NFT collectibles will surely help creators sell unique merchandise on Instagram. Imagine pairing it with live stories where you run a live auction selling NFT digital images or paintings or drawings or maybe artwork. Well, paintings, drawings are artwork. Maybe music, online stuff that is like one of one or one of 10 or one of two or something like that. Very limited stuff. And you run an auction, you sell them and the highest bidder gets to buy it. So there is a lot of use case things coming up in terms of the imagination. And I believe that this is part of Instagram's greater plan to support creators and help them find more ways to make money. In any case, there will be more reported when I dig up more information on this. So it's still very preliminary rounds with this collectibles side of things. Facebook testing public comments on stories. Of course, this is bound to happen, right? Since Facebook adapted stories concept from Snapchat, it has taken over most of the reach and engagements in both Facebook and Instagram apps over their own posts and news feeds. So it really makes sense for the company to want to buy up engagement capabilities on these placements, beginning with public comments. A screenshot has been circulating showing the ability to either leave a message or a comment on a story post, the bottom part of the story, where you can actually tap like a bubble where you can tap and insert your messages, will include a comments site. And then on top of that, they are actually all the comments that has been left by other viewers. Depending on how long a comment can probably run, creators may want to avoid adding captions to overlap with parts of the, like captions that come with videos or content, right? Like sometimes we take a video or take a picture, we usually put big title captions. We can no longer put it on the bottom left corner because it might block off the comments or overlap with the comments. So where I see it is where it adds more ways to communicate and engage with content with your users as well. It also takes away the simplicity of stories that we have all grown to love. The simplicity of just putting a visual with caption and just keeping it like that. Clean. Again, Facebook is known to test these functions and then end up not rolling them out on the official versions. So it's hard to tell if these comments will be coming to stories or if it ever will come to Instagram as well. It may just be testing and then they stop. They remove it altogether because they find that it doesn't match. That's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and I post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. If you like Social Media Weekly, and if it would really help if you could rate and review it on the podcast feed of your choice and YouTube, so more can discover it and probably even like it as well. Social Media Weekly is on the lookout for a regular co-host to help me bring some depth to the show. If you're interested, simply drop me an email at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. That is Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. That is all for Social Media Weekly, episode 23rd, June 2021. I'll see you next week. Stay safe. Au revoir.